Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The purpose of tonight's meeting is to allow the public to weigh in on whatever policy you come up with for body cams for police officers.
That's right. Just to be clear, I don't represent the police department. the police has come up with a draft policy. They released it back in March when the pilot program started. And what we want to do here is to hear from the public so that we can take their concerns back to the police and improve the policy so that it's working for residents as well as for the police.
So far, I mean, what does the policy entail?
Sure. So among the key issues are when the cameras have to be on and off, which is important because if the camera's not on, it's not serving its purpose. Another key issue is who gets to see the footage. So when will this footage be disclosed to the public, if ever? Will civilians who have complaints be able to get to see footage, which is something that it seems like we've made progress on? There's also concerns about how the footage is stored and what can be done with it. So it's actually going to be stored with a third-party private company, and we wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to be sold or used for commercial purposes or otherwise. It seems like that's squared away as well. And there's concerns about what happens if police officers don't follow the policy or misuse footage, making sure that there's clear rules about that, too.
So has it been determined yet whether or not the public will have access to body cam footage?
What we've heard from the police is that generally the public will not have access to body cam footage. The police has essentially said that whenever there's an allegation of misconduct against a police officer, they're likely to treat the records as a personnel record and they're not going to disclose them, potentially even after any investigation is over. So that's one important point that we want to hear from the public about, because, of course, one of the main purposes of having body cams is for public accountability, transparency, trust, and there's sort of a question about whether the body cams will serve that purpose if there's not going to be much, if any, public access. I should say that civilians who have complaints against a police officer will usually be able to go to review that footage in order to make that complaint. The only exception is if there are criminal proceedings pending and the police
doesn't mean that they'll have copies.
They will not have a copy. They'll be able to go either alone or with their lawyer to look at the footage.
So just for a clarification purpose on that then, even after a trial or any sort of civil or any sort of litigation, whether criminal, civil, by your understanding, Buffalo Police has no intention even after that fact.
That's the way I read it. I mean, what they have told us is that if the footage is used in order to potentially discipline an officer, to review an officer's behavior, it becomes, in their view, a personnel record and then is not subject to disclosure unless the police officer consents, or maybe in the course of the litigation, if it comes out in the course of the litigation. But our concern is that exactly in the situations where the public might want to have access to the footage, where there's a credible allegation of misconduct, that sort of thing, is when disclosure is least likely to happen to the public.
How exactly will you present these ideas that are shared tonight to Buffalo Police? Is it just emails, share the notes? How exactly will you share it?
So we've already had one sit-down meeting. It was a bunch of us from the board across the table from Captain Ronaldo, who's been working on the policy for the Buffalo Police Department. We plan to meet with him again in person and go through all the points. You know, we got quite granular with him on the detailed wording of the policy. It was a very productive meeting. We made some progress on a bunch of issues. And it might be that we can make some more progress. Maybe not, but we're going to give it our best shot.
Any idea when that meeting with Captain Ronaldo will be again?
Sometime this month. We don't have a date yet, but we anticipate sometime this month before the program is rolled out.
One other thing I'm interested in knowing is if the policy as it's shaped right now, if it's pretty universal, like if you went to another city where police officers have body cams, it would mirror you know, what you find in many other cities?
That's a good question. You know, they vary in their details a fair amount. What we've been doing is we've been looking at the best practices from other cities. Buffalo is certainly not the first police department to roll out body cams. And there's been quite a lot of research done elsewhere about what works and what doesn't. So we've been trying to incorporate the best practices from other cities into the policy here. You know, when the policy was first publicized, an organization called the Leadership Conference for Civil Rights did a scorecard. They've done a scorecard of all the policies made public. Buffalo didn't rank very well. It only got a passing grade, I think, in one or two categories. So we're trying to up that.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.